high collar. Uh-huh. But they wanted water or wanted you to come and get them or something. They just saying these little soap pills for some of them. But I always kept my car right around in him when we moved the shed. Then we had a big a lot to keep them in.
Mm-hmm. Everyone
call
the cow,
we
used to call pig.
Yeah, that's where you call the pig.
Jason
won
the prize calling the pig up there to Charlotte that time.
That's
who
right.
Can call a pig alive?
Oh, Jason. And to get out, you call him, he come. Yeah.
Yeah, they come just
a little. Yeah, he come back to the house
and survive. Mm-hmm. How about chickens? Did you have chickens?
I had chickens. I had a lot of chickens. Now you can have them here, but a quick bomb with
chickens.
Call
them
chicken.
Too?
Mm-hmm.
How'd you call them?
Chicken.
They know you were gonna be.
Oh well, he had chickens right out there. last year, some got, you know, Glenn, some got every one of his chickens.
Oh yeah, some got out.
And he feed his chicken. I like to see him when he go around the house. He get off foot, just like I said, y'all know. He go that way and go around. And the rest of see him. All the chickens would be kind of walking, like right slow behind. He'd come to the front, sit on the pole. Every one of them chickens be right behind and come right there, stand around there, because he fed them. He feed them. He'd buy a chicken feed, and he'd go on back by the night. Then he didn't have to call them in nothing. All he'd do when he got up, he'd stand around there. And he'd go right behind. I like to see him come around with them. All of them be right behind. When he go back, he'd go around behind. And later on, he'd get out again. Then he'd see them. Mm-hmm. He'd go in the cool, then he'd go to the roof. So yeah, somebody went out there. Got did it once before. A mate or something went there and killed every one of his chickens in the chicken coop.
You know,
and you could tell to the mate. Mm-hmm. He called to leave every one of them in the chicken coop. And mm-hmm. This what was missing this time. There wasn't never one killed by a mate in there.
Well, what the mate would kill them for? You didn't eat them?
You sucked the blood out. Oh. You could tell what a mate killed them, they cut them right on the end.
What was it that killed them?
It sucked the blood out.
Oh.
And they couldn't find, you know, to be at night. So uh-huh. They could be going in.
What does so, you ever seen a mate? What a mate look like?
That's somebody that was on foot got them chickens out of there.
There
wasn't a chicken in that coop, but all of them chickens left there. Somebody got them. And they didn't see, you know, he raised his chicken. He buy the biddies, you know how they
mm-hmm.
And he raised them. And then in the fall, when they got up large, they kill them, and some of them, and they put them in the freezer. But they didn't kill them one of them. I don't know how in the world, how they got them chickens. I miss them, too. I miss the rooster. I like to hear roosters crow before they let you know when they come. And they'll crow every hour during the night if you watch it.
Mm-hmm. What about, do you ever let the hens sit and hatch the eggs out?
Set a hen would put eggs. Oh, yeah, you set the hen. But you don't set them in May because they say they don't do too good when you set them in May.
I didn't
say they be sleepy. Chickens out bone they mate. And my mama told me, said she gonna sleep through the month. I said she sure be sleeping. I do sleep a lot in this month.
I
do. And chickens would sleep so in the May, when you come off in May, if you set them in May and they come off, they just stand around and sleep, and see them just sleeping, little bitty. But
mm-hmm.
And sometimes you find them, they sleep yourself to death. You die, you know, they'd be dropped dead.
Little bitty is so cute.